This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
What would a Friday be if we didn't talk about music and new music, no less, with a man who's no stranger to Radio K Pulpit or to breakfast? It's Ricardo Burnett. Ricardo, good morning. How's it going, brother?
Good morning, Brad. Oh, I'm so excited. Good morning to you and good morning to Get Up and Go Breakfast listeners. Yeah, I'm excited and just happy to be speaking to you this morning.
So the big question is your bag packed yet?
Yo, my bag's not packed yet. Everything in my place is actually Diomaka, because my clothes, everything, I must still pack.
Yeah.
It's just this morning, I just put everything aside that I'm going to pack, so I still need to pack my bag, yeah.
Yeah, I think for those who don't know where you're going, you better tell them, Ricardo, where you're off to, but he's going to need a passport and his board shorts and a t-shirt, because he doesn't need much more than that where he's going. Where are you off to, Ricardo?
I'm definitely wearing my board shorts now. I'm ready for that lovely beach and the sea in Thailand. So I'm going to Thailand, Brad. We spoke the last time, and you also gave me some nuggets of Thailand and some just info as to what to look out for and things. But yeah, I'm going to Thailand. I'm going on a mission trip. I'm going to be working with some churches over there, in particularly with Koh Samui, International Church on the island, and the Koh Samui Island, yeah, so working with the worship teams, doing some preaching as well, but mostly music, working with the worship teams, as well as some other churches, worship teams, worship workshops, master classes, etc. So that's basically the real reason why I'm going. Also, we would love to start a Christian radio station in Thailand. So that's also one of the big things. Listeners should pray with us so we can get that up and running as well. Yeah.
What I love about this kind of a trip that you're on, people often see these places as holiday destinations. Let's call it Thailand, Bali, and you want to come closer to Africa, maybe Mauritius even. But we forget this. These are still souls. This is a great place to go and have a holiday, and it's fancy, and it's beaches sometimes, and it's all fun and lovely. But we forget these are still souls that need to be won. They're still very much submersed in their local religions, and the churches there are springing up. And in some places, the churches are struggling in the middle of people coming from all over the world to have a holiday. So it's nice to go and support them there. And the beautiful thing is, whether you're South African or whether you're from anywhere else, you can take something special into a new country. Is there something specific that you're going to be teaching and training on in the area of worship? Something specific that you can tell us about?
So yeah, it's mostly like worship master classes, like teaching them about worship, what worship really is about. To me, worship basically is love. Love, that's where the Bible says you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your strength. So I'm going to be teaching them on worship specifically, but also mostly the music aspect of worship, getting the singers, sorting out the singers, giving them vocal training, sorting out the harmonies, getting them to sing in harmonies, etc., as well as also the musicians. So just yesterday we decided, or two days ago, we decided that Pastor Justin Fortune, he's also a young man like me. He's a pastor of a church out in Pinelands, Unshakable Church. But he's my music director in my personal band. Mm-hmm. So he's going to come with me. We just decided this 2 days ago. So he's going to come with me, and he's going to help me with the master classes. He's a very great musician. He's actually a multi. He can play most of the instruments, so he's going to go with me, because I'm not really a musician, but I do play a little bit, just enough to write songs, hence this new song, Yahweh, even Glorious Grace. Most of my songs I just dropped in my spirit while I'm worshiping on the piano. So he's gonna more focus on the instruments side, where I'm going to be focusing on the singing side, and more worship, teach them worship and what worship is really about, and what we are doing, what we are called to do. When I was younger, I was singing because singing is singing, trying to be cool and impress people, until I was like 21 when I started leading worship in church. Then I only realized, but this is actually what it really is about. Mm. It's not even about me. We're singing to this great, amazing God, Yahweh. And that's when I realized also, that's also when my song writing changed, in terms of writing maybe self-centered music, where I started writing, God-centered music, where I just honor God and exalt God with my music. So these are the kind of things that I'm going to be teaching over there.
Yeah, that's very powerful. I think very often pride can step in, particularly if one's very talented and can draw a crowd and everyone appreciates, but to say, hang on, it isn't actually about me at all. It's about the one I'm singing about. So Let's talk about this new song of yours called Yahweh. When I heard the song, I'm like, ah, that's Ricardo, because it's got that signature Ricardo Burnett sound to it, which we love. But I mentioned it just sort of flippantly early on, but I do want to say, I can see that, and I suppose this is how one should be. There's this evolution, you know, where you started. As you move on, the music should get better, it should evolve. And I got that feeling listening to Yahweh. It's like you've stepped things up, you know, whether it's the studios that you use or the mastering that gets done on the music, plus your own skill and experience. This really feels like this is up a notch. How do you feel about it?
Yes, no, definitely. I can attest and agree with you. A lot of people actually, I had my launch a while ago. It was actually more like a fundraiser to raise funds for my trip to Thailand. But we also decided, okay, let's launch the song and just release the song that night and just do it for the people and bless the people. And a lot of people is saying exactly what you are saying, that's been listening to the song. It's an up and we just upped the notch. Mm. I mean, I worked with Jean-Marc Meyer, a great guy, great musician. Yo, he's a brilliant guitarist, and he's also a artist, a singer in his own right. And I mean, we play his music as well. And so then I decided to work with him. So prior to him, I worked with Helmut Meyer, and that was a brilliant, brilliant producer. So when I found Helmut Meyer, when I started recording with him, it was for me like, now I found my producer. I really am not going to record with anyone else. I found my producer. This is the guy I want to work with going forward, you know. I recorded Glorious Grace, the song Love. I think you also know the song, Brad, where Helmut is actually duetting the song with me. We collaborated on that song. That's also an honor for me to be able to have done that song with him, because now Helmut is no longer with us. And you know, when I got the passing, if we still have time for this, when I got the passing of Helmut, over the news of Helmut's passing, I was like crying. I was like, Lord, because me and Helmut were just talking about recording new music, and then I was like, Lord, yo, how can I do this? I was like, yo, crying, sobbing, because yes, Helmut's going, and I didn't ever want to record with anyone else. That was me, my opinion on what I wanted. Obviously not what God wanted. And then I was like, who am I? I was talking to Tinka. I was like, Tinka, who am I going to get now to record my new music? And it was a really difficult decision, Brad. And then I stumbled onto Jean-Marc, and I've listened to some of his music, and we started chatting about a year ago. We started chatting, and then I was just waiting. Obviously, you know, it's expensive to record, so I was just waiting for this funds to record a new song. And thank God, a sponsor just came our way, and then decided just to sponsor the song. And then I went I just called up John May, and I told him I'm actually ready now. Then I had three beautiful songs I wrote, and then I sent all three to him. And then collectively, we decided, okay, let's start with Yahweh. Nice. And so we're trusting God to record the others, yeah?
And the listeners will get a chance to hear the song shortly. What inspired the song? It seems like a stupid question because it's about God, so I suppose it could be anything that could inspire us. But I'm sure, was there a moment, was there something that set the songwriting in motion for you?
Yeah, no, definitely. But like I said, it was one night. It was actually during the night when I was just on my piano worshiping. So it was just like me flowing. So like I said, I don't really play the piano. So you can't ask me now if you want to sing a song, Brad, and for me now to accompany you. I can't do that. But I do flow. So I just flow basically in the spirit, you know. So I was flowing and just worshiping. And then I always wanted to write a song, Yahweh, with the title Yahweh. And then the song just dropped in my spirit, Yahweh. And I just started singing, Yahweh, Yahweh. We want to see you. That's how the song just started. And then just be exalted, and you are high and lifted up. All those lyrics, just the same with Glorious Grace and some of my other music. The song, the lyrics just dropped in the whole complete song. I promise you, just dropped into my spirit while I was singing. Then I just quickly took my phone and just made a recording. But this is also what I wanted to say. Then I sat with Prophet Gerard Groenewald. And he was telling me, when I just sang a bit of the song for him and telling him about the song, and then he was telling me, Ricardo, you know what? My word for New Year's Eve, my word for New Year's Eve is Yahweh. Mm. And Yahweh 2026, meaning it's a prophetic and significant, because actually Yahweh in Hebrew, it means 26. It means 26.
Wow.
So Yahweh is 26 in Hebrew. It's the numeric. It's actually the geometry number for Yahweh is 2026. So that is it's the year of Yahweh, Brad. And so everything is just falling into place so nice with the song. And I was amazed, like, wow, Prophet is telling me that 2026 is the year of Yahweh, and I'm releasing my new latest song, Yahweh. And so, yeah, it's our covenant keeping God. He's a God. He's going to manifest His presence. It's a year of God showing Himself strong, and the year of us knowing the name of Yahweh and revealing, and Yahweh just revealing Himself to us.
When we go into a brand new year, there's always the unknown. There's the scary. We don't know what the year holds. But now you're reminding us as well, when we've got our ever-present God with us, the one who knows all and who sees all, we can feel safe in His hands. And may the song be an anthem that we can carry in our hearts as we move forward into this brand new year that is, we don't know what we're in for, but God does. And so we need to be safe in His hands. You were talking about a few songs earlier on, and John Mark, and you chose Yahweh. So what else is bubbling under? We know these things take time and cost money, so we're not rushing you, but we want to say, like, what else is there that you've been writing about?
So I've written another song that's called Come Again. So it's basically come again, Holy Spirit. The song is called Come Again, but it basically says, come again, Holy Spirit. And then there's also another song. What is the other one? Running to You. Yeah, and it's all worship songs. So I'm trusting God and believing God that these songs will become congregational songs where people just sing it in their churches. You know, that's my heart. And then I'm also trusting God for the songs to go international, you know.
Wow.
So yeah, that's the heartbeat behind it. So when I come back from Thailand, hopefully we can start working on new music, myself and John Mark Meyer. So big shout out to John Mark Meyer. He's been a real blessing. He just captured my heart. I mean, he's played, like you said, you listen to the song. I'm just a singer. I can play the song very simple to him, but then he came and he put all this beautiful music, even some of the vocal arrangements. He's just been brilliant on this track.
Well,
and I just want to thank him as well.
Yeah, thanks to him, and well done. Let's go and hear that song. Everyone's like, we want to hear it now. We can't wait. Ricardo, we're going to play it for the first time here on Radio K Pulpit. Look forward to it, and Radio Deesa 95.9 FM as well. To you, thanks for the new music, and travel safe. Be blessed. We'll keep an eye on the socials and see what you're up to, and stay safe and be blessed, and go and have yourself a wonderful experience. To be on that side of the world is something beautiful, and to go and take God's word and His work into the furthest reaches of the world is also a blessing. So, yeah, be well, brother.
Amen. Thank you so much, Brad. Thank you for your time, and I appreciate it. Just you and also Radio K Pulpit family. Bless you guys.
Thanks.
Shout out to everyone. Enjoy the song.
Yeah, there we go. Here it is. It's called Yahweh.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.